Morning Watch, Day 4. Making Ourselves Ready for the Lord's Coming, Week 1. Making Ourselves Ready for the Lord's Coming by Loving His Appearing and Not Loving the Present Age. Related Verses. 1 John 2:15. Do not love the world, nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in him. 1 John 5:19. We know that we are of God, and the whole world lies in the evil one. John 17:15-17. I do not ask that you would take them out of the world, but that you would keep them out of the hands of the evil one. Verse 17. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. James 4:4. Adulteresses, do you not know that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Therefore, whoever determines to be a friend of the world is constituted an enemy of God. 2 Timothy 2:3. Suffer evil with me as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. 2 Timothy 4:8. Henceforth, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, with which the Lord, the righteous judge, will recompense me in that day, and not only me, but also all those who have loved his appearing. Related reading. Since we have been begotten of God, we are out of him and thus possess his life and partake of his nature. By this, we are separated unto God from the satanic world, which lies in the evil one. The whole world comprises the satanic world system and the people of the world, the fallen human race. The whole world lies, that is, remains passively in the sphere of the evil one's influence, under the evil one's usurpation and manipulation. While the believers are living and moving actively by the life of God, the whole world, and especially the people of the world, is lying passively under the usurping and manipulating hand of Satan, the evil one. The Greek word rendered evil does not refer to an essentially worthless and wicked character, nor does it indicate worthlessness and corruption, degeneracy from original virtue. It refers to one who is pernicious, harmfully evil, one who affects others, influencing them to be evil and vicious. Such an evil one is Satan, the devil, in whom the whole world lies. Politics, education, literature, science, art, law, commerce, music, such are the things that constitute the cosmos, and these are things that we meet daily. Subtract them and the whole world, as a coherent system, ceases to be. In studying the history of mankind, we have to acknowledge marked progress in each of these departments. The question, however, is, in what direction is this progress tending? What is the ultimate goal of all this development? At the end, John tells us, Antichrist will arise and will set up his own kingdom in this world. Satan is utilizing the material world, the men of the world, the things that are in the world, to head everything up eventually in the kingdom of Antichrist. At that hour, the world system will have reached its zenith, and at that hour, every unit of it will be revealed to be anti-Christian. Today, the world comes and searches us out. There is a force abroad now which is captivating men. Have you ever heard so much talk about money? Have you ever thought so much about food and clothing? Wherever you go, even among Christians, the things of the world are the topics of conversation. The world has advanced to the very door of the church and is seeking to draw even the saints of God into its grasp. Never in the sphere of things have we needed to know the power of the cross of Christ to deliver us as we do at the present time. It is important for us to understand the different meanings of the word cosmos in the New Testament. We have pointed out that this word is used to denote the material universe, the fallen human race corrupted and usurped by Satan, and the anti-God world system set up by Satan in order to usurp the man created by God for the fulfillment of his purpose. It is the last mentioned denotation of cosmos that applies to 1 John 2:15. In this verse, the world refers to the anti-God world system formed by Satan. Everything, everyone, and every matter have been systematized by the evil one, the adversary of God, and made a part of his world system. In such a situation, where shall we go? We need to go to the triune God. Only the triune God has not been systematized by Satan. Along with going to the triune God, we also need to go to the Word of God. Therefore, since everything, everyone, and every matter have been systematized by Satan, we need to flee to the triune God and his Word. God's Word is our refuge, our protection.